In Egypt, a new film is stirring controversy in the minority Coptic Christian community. At issue is its frank portrayal of the difficulty Christian couples face getting divorced or remarried. The film was threatened with a lawsuit even before it was finished, and it continues to draw attacks on the internet. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The film is called Wahed Sifer, 1-0, and as any Egyptian can tell you, that's a score from this predominantly Muslim nation's other religion, soccer. When a big game starts, Cairo's famously clogged streets suddenly clear, and commerce all but halts as crowds huddle around radios and television sets with an intense devotion. 1-0 was the score of Egypt's Africa Cup victory over Cameroon last year, and the film's conceit is that soccer is the one positive element in this frequently dysfunctional megacity. In short, soccer 1, life 0. All the major characters in Wahed Sifer face problems, but it was the Christian character Naveen's story that set off alarms. In this scene, Naveen's lawyer explains that having struggled for years to get a divorce, she now has two options if she wants to remarry: sue the church or convert to Islam, both of which she rejects as impossible. By the end of the movie, Naveen is pregnant with no hope of becoming a proper married woman in the eyes of the church. Screenwriter Mariam Naoum says Naveen's problems are similar to those faced by many people in Egypt's Christian minority.
She's a woman in her 40s and really wants to bear a child. And I thought, if she was a Muslim woman and if she were divorced, she could remarry. But because she's Christian, Naveen isn't able to do that.
A number of religions regard marriage as a sacred covenant, but the Coptic Church enforces that view quite rigidly. An ecclesiastical council reviews petitions for divorce, but grants them only under certain conditions, including adultery, conversion, or the death or long-time disappearance of a spouse. While the film was in production, a group of Christian attorneys tried to block it, arguing that it demeaned the sanctity of Coptic marriage. Attorney George Kyrillos says he admired the performance by the actor playing Naveen, but the character is not a good Christian.
She played the role well, but the character wasn't religious. Yes, she wanted to marry in accordance with religion, but she lived a life of mischief, and the proof is that she was impregnated not by her husband, but by her lover.
The attack spread to the internet. One Coptic web forum featured comments such as, "This is disgusting. Something has to be done." The uproar died down somewhat after the film was released, and its critics realized that the Coptic divorce issue is just one of several interwoven plot lines about life in Cairo. Director Kamla Abu Zikri says she's glad she made the film, although she was taken aback by all the controversy.
I just want to speak about this problem because I have some friends have the same problems. For me, it was a surprise all what happened and all the newspaper and the programs and... I was not planning for it.
She hopes her film will engender more debate about the issue, but the church seems to be in a defensive posture. After all, this issue has already been to the Supreme Court, which ruled in favor of a Christian man seeking to remarry. The court said it was his right as an Egyptian citizen, but Coptic leaders told Egyptian media that the ruling wouldn't affect their procedures in the slightest. Meanwhile, director Abu Zikri proved that Wahed Sifer has definitely captured something in the Egyptian character. She missed the first appointment for her interview with NPR, but she had a good excuse. She was watching Egypt's World Cup qualifying match. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Aya Batraoui in Cairo helped produce that story.